Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis Grizzlies.
I nailed it. Sitting a half game out of first place now after a 123-102 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Ja Morant messed around, got a triple-double. Sixth of his career, 26 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists. I believe had seven of those 13 rebounds in the first quarter. Man, came out ready. Broke a tie with Marc Gasol for the most triple-doubles in franchise history.
Where's my ice cube?
With five.
Where's my ice cube?
I said messed around and got a triple-double.
I need the we got to get the song, though. We got to get the lyric.
People that know get the reference. They pick it up and they appreciate it, and we move on.
Was it a good day?
Absolutely. It was
a great day. You got to say.
But let's say it's been a great day for Ja Morant, a good day for Ja Morant. Most times out. He doesn't have to have a triple-double to have a good day.
Ja Morant wakes up out of bed. He's got to say it was a good day.
Now, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a stud. He's a great player. Probably going to be an all-star this year. But he hates playing the Grizzlies. Because in two games versus the Grizzlies, he's averaging 20.5 points on 10 of 32 shooting. That's 31%. That's 10.6 points below his season scoring average. When he plays the Grizz, This dude averages 31 points per game. When he plays the Grizz, it's 20.5. He hadn't scored less than 30 points since the last time he played the Grizzlies, when Dylan Brooks and the gang held him to a season-low 15 points. That was back on November 18th. So he'd gone seven straight games of scoring 30 or more. Last night, the Grizzlies hold him to 26. Well, Jason, that number's a little bit high. It was 4 of 14 shooting. He got 17 of them at the free throw line. So, again, 10 of 32 against the Grizzlies in the two games. That's an all-star that Dylan Brooks and the Grizzlies are making look inefficient and bad in terms of his shooting.
Yeah.
Okay? Obviously, he still got to the line, everything else. You know Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is an absolute stud. They've done a studly job against them. And in doing so, it's been mentioned, the Grizzlies have moved up now to 10th in defense. That's significant because where they were, five games in the season, they're 30th. They're now 10th. They were 6th last year. And now that you've got Dylan Brooks and Jaren Jackson back on the floor, you see the difference that it's making, allowing 110.9 points per game over the 100 possessions. Again, 10th in the league. Offensive rating is 9th, so you have now reached the territory. I believe Harrington was tweeting about this last night, where you're now top 10 in both categories. Expect the Grizzlies to continue to go up, even with the news that you got after the game that Desmond Bane's going to be out probably another 3 to 4 weeks before he's playing, at least according to this injury report, because of that sprained toe and sesamoid injury with the toe. So, again, at one point you were, we said it, 1-5 without him. You're now 7-6. So it's not even that news isn't as much as I said to Drew, the dampener that it felt like that it could have been getting. It's disappointing, obviously.
It is.
But the Grizz are still rolling without him now, having won four straight and feeling like, again, you got three more games on this homestand. You're at a point where you can fatten up. We talked with Drew about that last segment. Dylan Brooks hit 5 3-pointers last night in a 24-point effort. That's 5 3-pointers in two of his last three games. So you're not just getting the great defense from him against the other team's star.
Yep.
You're getting some better shooting and certainly from three-point range. By the way, Brandon Clark had a season-high 17. We had not mentioned him. He goes – a lot of times it gets ignored, John, because, frankly, Santi's now doing it with such a swagger. Like you're pulled, Ja's out there triple doubles. Jaren's blocking everything.
Yep.
Dylan's playing really first team all NBA defense, and you're drawn away from just the consistency of Brandon Clark, yep, who's been an absolute stud for that second unit anytime they've had him out there. So I would be remiss not to mention his season high 17 last night on 8 of 10 shooting. Did you for everything that we've mentioned and. Ja Morant had the one where he goes up to act like he's going to dunk it and then finger rolls it, just highlight stuff. The play that got me, and you probably won't hear this. And to some, you might not even notice. But he hit Santi Aldama on an angle going to the basket. I want to say it was the Hasseltine call maybe that you just played maybe. But it was Santi on an angle to the basket through traffic. Uh-huh. I don't know how Ja got the pass through there. But he hits him perfectly. Santi goes up, gets the easy dunk. But you're not going to see that. I mean, with Ja, don't turn away because you're going to see something that most NBA players can't do. John, we haven't talked about this, but you showed it to me. That video that Hader put together, that ref snitch, I think he said he was, that of Ja carrying the ball, that this is a separate conversation. Have you seen this thing?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean,
is he carrying?
I mean,
better believe he is.
By the letter of the law, bro.
But guess what? Superstar gets away with that. Right. And so don't hate now that Memphis has got one.
Yeah.
Because give me a break. They let the star.
Trae Young carries every damn time he touches it.
It's funny. If you see this dude, he got Ja on about 30, 35 carries this season. Ja carrying the hell out of the ball. They're not calling it. Why? He's a superstar. So back off. We don't care about your snitching or your videos. This man broke down a ton of Grizzlies film. Jock, you know, when he crosses over to start a drive, bro, back off. That man is a superstar, and he's gonna get the superstar call, and he's gonna be able to get away with carries and some more. So just back. Very entertaining.
Yes.
And it's weird, y'all, to be on this side of it.
It is.
When they're complaining about your guy, ooh, but is it sweet? It is sweet when they hate like that. Is it not? And you're on this side of it. They hating on you.
Oh, times have...
They flipped on them, haven't they?
Like it is a new day, bro. And it's like, you
remember
know...
Remember you complain about James Harden and get the free throw line? And man, they always give him that foul. And
that's what
now they complain about Ja.
That's what people who are outside the club do. You know what
they're
I'm
not in the VIP.
That's
we put a VIP in
there. And we used to be there, bro. I mean, make no mistake about it. We did. I mean, we used to be, but we're not anymore.
We graduated.
Yeah. Like, and that happened last season. So, yeah, nights like that are just another, I think, you know, a pure reminder, right, that
this team is deep.
All things are possible.
And Zaire Williams, we mentioned, comes back after missing.
I was saying this. I'm not trying to sit out here and act like I'm some trailblazer, bro. But, I did say after the Heat win, you know, like, hey, this is it's all on the table. And then, you know, I think what happens is the – rest of the stuff starts falling into place in the West. You know, last year I was uncomfortable. Like that was documented. Last year I was uncomfortable.
Yeah, Jay Williams was having to tell us, open your minds, guys. They could win the whole thing.
And we had to tell Jay,
like bro, you gotta get there and do something first before you're ready. Does that?
There's a process.
Yeah.
There's a process to it.
Who does that with 22 and 23-year-olds goes and wins an NBA title? There's a way that it works.
LeBron James didn't do that. LeBron James got to the finals and got swept.
Tatum had to hit his head last year. 25, 24?
And that's why, like, Jay was, like, kind of scolding us a little bit on that one. But I was like, yo, man, like, it doesn't feel like the Grizzlies' time. It just doesn't. Like,
it's their time in the West now, though.
But, yes, a year later when, you know, it could be their time. It's absolutely positively possible that it is their time.
Why not?
Why not?
With the way they're playing defense now.
Says who?
Who's going to run you off the floor with the way they play defense?
Nobody.
When you have an interior guy like Jaren, who has a chance to be defensive player of the year, forget first-team All-NBA defense, he can be defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
And then on the perimeter, you got Dylan, who's taking the best man.
Yeah.
Holding Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, an all-star, to 10 of 32 shooting.
I mean, okay.
Like, who gonna run off on him? What was that?
That was Deion, man.
I'm coming. Grizz coming. Grizz coming.
That's like the new – everybody's coming now. Everybody's coming all over the place.
Just be careful the way you're talking like that.
John.
Everybody's just coming, man.
Come on, man.
But the Grizzlies truly are. The Grizzlies are not coming, though. They're here. That's the thing. It's like this is not a deal where, hey, we're showing up and we're bringing Louie. Nah, dog. They have checked in to the hotel, all right? They have gotten comfortable. They have kicked their feet up. And, you know, they are – one of the, like Mark Davis at Westgate, they are living here.
Next one will be the Pistons, Omari Sankofa and the boys.
The Omari Sankofa classic?
Yes. I hope he gets to come home.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he'll get that, negotiated or whatever.
Now working for the Free Press, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's holding it down for them.
Oh, he absolutely is. Grizz up next will play the Pistons on Friday, looking for what would be a fifth straight win.
Next story.
Time to get political. It is political time on the show. So buckle up, everybody. Are you ready? I've given you the disclaimer. I've given you the warning. Here we go. Brittany Griner has been freed in a trade, in a prisoner exchange with Russia. The United States receives Brittany Griner in exchange for the Merchant of Death, Victor Bout. And that is it. That is the trade, ladies and gentlemen. There are no cash considerations. There are no future first-rounders thrown into the deal. That is indeed the trade. Of course, Brittany Griner has been detained since February because she was caught trying to leave the country with the hashish oil, which, you know, is absurd. Joe Biden spoke with Brittany Griner on the phone today. Her wife was in the Oval Office. And again, I will give everybody involved in this some credit. The Whelan family, Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle, made sure to mention Paul Whelan in her remarks today, saying that although we are overjoyed, we are not forgetting, and we are not, we would be remiss not to think of Paul in these times. We know that he is not here, and he should be. Look, it was never going to be equal. It was never going to be a fair trade, man. You're dealing with Russia, who is just completely ruthless morally. It is what it is. I think we have to sort of put our own opinions to the side here. At the end of the day, and the way I've always looked at it is, Brittany Griner is an American. She is being wrongfully detained, and she should be in at home. I mean, it doesn't matter what her background is. It doesn't matter what her religion is, race, creed, orientation, any of that. She's an American, and she's being she's being held captive. And this is wrong. Let's get her back. And look, I know that it's in exchange for a horrible human being. I mean, this guy, Victor Bout, was selling weapons to people who had plans to use those weapons to kill Americans. Like, I understand that. But this is the only way it was going to happen. It was either going to be leave Brittany Griner as an American over there to just rot in prison for however many years, or, you know, do what we have to do to get her back. So it's not perfect, you know, but it, at least, you know, Brittany, an American who was wrongfully detained is coming home. Mm-hmm. And I think that's sort of the bottom line here. I don't know if you have anything you want to add.
No. I mean, I'm with everybody, you know. You'd hope they could get the two-for-one deal done.
Right.
I hate that Paul is still there.
Yeah, I mean, Micah Parsons, Dallas Cowboys linebacker, tweeted about that. Because I do think if you're not super well-versed in the story, you know, you see, well, okay, one's coming, but there's another. You know, why is he not? He's a Marine, a former Marine. Why are we not getting the Marine? It's somebody that actually, you know, has defended their country. Brittany Griner has been very critical. But again, that is what being an American is. Being an American means you're allowed to criticize your country. You're allowed to, you know, say how you feel about goings on in your country without being persecuted, without being held, you know, in criminal contempt. Like, that is the essence of being an American. That is why we say it is the best country in the world, because you and I and whoever else can criticize the government, you know, and there are no repercussions. We don't have to worry about somebody whisking us away from our house because we were critical of the Joe Biden administration. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the beauty of it. And so we can't in one breath say, well, we don't, how are we going to go trade so-and-so for her when she doesn't even like, she's free to not always like her country. That's what being an American means. Mm-hmm. And having the freedom to express that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't in one breath say that, but then say, oh, America, greatest country on earth. No, what makes it the greatest country on earth? It's that. It's the Constitution. It is what we are freely and willingly allowed to say and do and protest and things like that. You know, that's what being an American means. That is the core of being a citizen of this country, right? It's why everybody wants to move to America, because we have those liberties. We have those freedoms. You know, so we can't sit here in one breath and criticize Brittany Griner that we shouldn't have gone to get her for exercising the most fundamental American right.
The villain here is Russia. I know you people want to get mad at Brittany,
yes,
or at the administration, Biden, for the deal that you got done. You
wrong
can't be
person.
Madder about that
wrong
than
person.
You are about the evil that is Russia, the fact that you're in this point. Now, I understand being angry, but realize that the majority of that anger needs to be directed
100%
at Russia.
100%.
And the clown, you know, that's leading them. That's why we're
yes.
where we are.
Yes.
So I understand the anger, but you can't have more, you know, about Brittany or, you know, what she believes in or whatever else, or with our administration for the deal, not getting the 2-for-1 than you are at Russia.
Yes.
For holding Brittany, holding Paul captive.
Yep.
Like that's the enemy.
Yes.
Don't forget who the enemy is.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you may not agree.
That's my way of bottom lining
with Brittany Griner's lifestyle. You may not agree with her, you know, all of that. And that's your right to not agree with that. But at bottom, Brittany Griner is an American. An American should be home. You know? And the only reason why she wasn't is because she was being wrongfully detained by an absolutely monstrous nation and a monstrous administration, whatever you want to call them over there.
We need to continue with the same energy to get Paul back home.
I agree.
Whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm with folks that are angry about that, but realize again who the villain is here, and you know, why we're in the spot that we are.
Yeah. So I think that just about will do it for the political portion of the show. Although I guess it is political, because everything has to be. Although I don't really look at it as that, you know, I don't really see the politics to it. But anyway, Brittany Griner is on her way back to America. She is that's obviously where she belongs, and hopefully the efforts do continue to get Paul Whelan back home as well.
Agreed. Next story.
I thought John would be leading this one, and he might have planned to at some point, but we've got Thursday night football tonight, Raiders at Rams. Does it matter? Maybe.
Oh, it
Raiders
matters.
Got an outside shot.
Oh, it matters.
At a wild card spot in the AFC, and they've won 3 straight now, looking for a 4th straight win against a Rams team that's down and out. Probably going to have maybe finished 3rd worst in the NFL, quite possibly. Now, that pick's going over to the Detroit Lions because, of course, the Rams were all in. But with Matthew Stafford hurt, they're down to Wolford, Baker Mayfield. I suspect Wolford will start tonight. Who knows? But the Rams pretty much called it a season. Allen Robinson, by the way, on the IR. Cooper Kupp out. There just ain't much to root for with these Rams at this point. But for the Raiders, it's a much different story. It's about a turnaround. It's about validation, right, for hiring Josh McDaniels and getting this thing back to the point that we all expected it to be at this preseason, the Raiders being a potential playoff team. Last I looked, John, it was back down to 6.5. I've seen 6.5 and 7.
Oh, buddy!
I like Devontae Adams to score tonight. That's pretty smart, huh? 12 touchdowns this season.
Sharp.
Yes, yes, yes.
The sharp one right there.
It's really not a great game, though. For the most part, Thursday night football has continued to be cursed.
I disagree.
Although there will be some talent on the television tonight.
I fundamentally disagree with
number
every part
17.
Of that. I think it's going to be a fantastic showcase.
Raiders Rams is not a good game. You guys
football.
Need to take care of business so you keep yourselves in the hunt for a wild card spot.
You know what's your problem, man? You know why?
I literally gave you everything. There's nothing else to break down about your sorry team.
Why can't you just, with a straight face, have like a nice little breakdown?
I did. You know, I gave you some Devontae news.
I don't want to hear about no damn Devontae. I want to hear about
how you gonna curse your own man, one of the best receivers in the league.
Because there's an ulterior motive there.
You're getting frustrated about your own team.
No, I want to hear about what Derek Carr's coming into the game with. What we've done the last 3 games.
Give a hot, you know what, you know, about Derek Carr?
You know
Carr.
What I'd like to hear you do just for once? Why don't you just break down our playoff scenarios? Why don't you sort of?
I just said you're like 2 games in back of the Jets. Ooh, said you got a chance.
The Jets stink. We're passing the Jets.
Don't say they stink now. They don't stink.
Well, they're mid. How about that?
Their defense better than yours.
They're mid. Well, yeah, but our offense leaves them in the dust, homie. And that's what I want.
Arguing about the Jets and the Raiders,
that's
y'all.
That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear you say, hey, Raiders got a chance. Win tonight. Make it 4 in a row.
Get into the end zone, Devontae.
Get into the end
zone.
That's
what I pull for.
Yeah, no, in all seriousness, If the Raiders, what are they 5-7 right now?
Yes.
If they win four of their next five, they are going to have a great opportunity to get in, to sneak in to the last wild card spot.
Who are they against? Patriots, at Steelers, Niners, Chiefs.
Yeah, it's possible, brother. It's possible. I mean, hey, you know, the Niners have a backup quarterback, a third-string quarterback. What are we talking about here?
Rams, Patriots, Steelers, Niners, Chiefs. Y'all could win four of those.
We could win five if the Chiefs lock up.
The Chiefs.
They may lock up.
That's a good point, valid point.
Here's the thing with the Chiefs game.
They'll be playing for the one seed. There's no way by the end of the year that's wrapped up.
Well, what if they're not?
Them and Cincy. Battling, right? Them and Cincy, maybe the Bills still in?
There's only one seed now. There's only – well, I mean, there's
– why would you have it wrapped up as tight as things are
One bye, right?
Yes.
In the whole league?
Yes. Number one seed gets the bye, John.
So Philly –
so it's coveted.
Philly is going to have that. Philly's going to have that wrapped up by then.
We're talking about the Chiefs. You confuse me. I thought we were talking about whether or not the Chiefs will be playing on the final week of the regular season against y'all.
Is it five games?
Because they're battling for the one seed.
Is it only one bye per conference, or I thought it was one bye per like entire league?
No, hell no. Okay. One and one, okay. Both get a bye. Everybody else plays.
Okay, so let's look at the AFC standings here. So it is going to be Cincinnati, Kansas City,
Buffalo still battling for the one. I would suspect
Buffalo.
Again, if KC runs off like that at that point,
Buffalo has the tiebreaker. Buffalo has a tiebreaker. Right?
Watch for Cincinnati could be the one playing for it by the end.
I mean,
KC trying to keep pace, and unfortunately, Cincinnati's got the win, the tiebreaker over them.
It is absolutely possible.
Yeah, my point. This was only about whether the Chiefs are going to be sitting at the last week. It's probably unlikely. They're probably going to be playing.
But it's not. It's not.
So you can still win four of those five.
Yes.
Does that get you? That should make you close. We said Rams, Patriots. That's a struggle. Steelers, Niners. You have a third string quarterback.
You're gonna win four of those five, bro.
So it's crazy with the way the schedule is broken that y'all might actually be back in the picture.
How many teams make the playoffs now?
Seven.
Okay, seven.
Yeah, we got to get you updated, bro.
Well, you know it changes all the time, man. All right, so Bills, Dolphins. There's two. Chiefs. That's three. Ravens, Bengals. 4-5. Titans, 6. So it's going to be the Raiders or the Jets.
That's what I said to start this off. That's what you said you needed from me. I gave you the breakdown. I said you're right behind the Jets. You better take care of business.
And to be totally fair with you, it's insanity.
I got a better handle on it than you do.
It's insanity that we're here. I mean, this should not even be a discussion right now.
Jags. Y'all should have been battling for a high
We should be contending for the division.
Should be contending for the division. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
we should be.
We were up 17 on the Chiefs. We were up 17 on the Cardinals. We were up 17 on the Jags.
Well, you look at the season Josh Jacobs has given you. You know what you spent defensively.
Raiders are making the playoffs.
Yeah,
they are. They're making the playoffs.
The chance is there.
Well, have you looked at the Jets schedule, my friend?
I have not.
Okay, well, why don't you do that?
I don't need to.
They got the Bills this weekend.
Y'all got to handle business. Don't worry about the Jets. They're ahead of you, so your position is to handle business.
Jets have the Bills, the Lions, the Jags, the Seahawks, and the Dolphins.
It's tougher than yours.
Yeah, we're getting in, buddy. And they have Mike White at quarterback. They're going to finish with two more wins, maybe, possibly. They might only have one more win. The Lions could beat them. They could absolutely lose to the Detroit Lions. Lions are playing great football. They're going to lose at Seattle. They're going to lose at Miami. So, I mean, unfortunately, yeah, we need some help. But, you know, I think there's a very good chance that Raiders are going to get that last spot. And who would they play, the two?
Yes.
And who would that be? Cincinnati again?
The second best. Well, yeah, the second best division winner.
Yeah.
So that would be Cincy, probably a good chance
so
with
rematch.
The way they're playing.
A rematch from a year ago.
Y'all be gone. You know, Joe don't care about them Raiders.
Man, that was not fun. I don't want to play them again. I want somebody else. But I guess I can't be picky here, can I? Now, here's my question to you. I asked you off the air, but we'll have this conversation on the air. Who gives them a better chance to win, John Wolford or Baker Mayfield?
This is hot trash. Nobody cares about this answer. So it's a question shouldn't even be asked.
Well, you don't think people care about Baker Mayfield?
We had a discussion on Baker.
Jeffrey,
it's over.
Jeffrey's entire existence is based around whether or not Baker makes this work. So, I mean, you need
Did
to have
I see
a little
him
bit
with
of
a Baker hoodie the other day.
He's still holding on, dog.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what it was about Baker in the first place.
Now, hold on. Now, and I listen to Jeffrey both on Calkin Show and his own show. But that man said Stetson Bennett is douchey. So what's Baker Mayfield?
Stetson Bennett is douchey?
He said he has an air about him. And he can correct me later on down if I'm wrong.
He had this air
of sort of jerkish. He used the word, you know, that I just used. I don't like using it. Don't use it again. But with Baker, who comes off at
epitome.
He got the hoodie.
Epitome.
So I don't get it.
A double standard.
What's happening there? What am I missing?
A little double standard, you're saying here.
We know he loves him some Baker. Baker about to be.
Baker Mayfield has never done anything in the NFL. I guess he won a playoff game once upon a time. But, like, at no point have I ever watched him and thought, that's a guy who I want lead my franchise.
I will say, though, that usually.
Easy to say.
On most of everything else, I defer to Jerry on quarterbacks. He's a quarterback whisperer and a guru.
You know,
he just called it wrong on one of them, and it's Baker. Well, he can't let go, back to your point.
I called it wrong on one, and I move on. I don't sit around here wearing Paxton Lynch hoodies. It's like, what's the point? What's the point of that? It is what it is. We got one wrong.
Because it should be an embarrassment for you.
Well, it is.
So you wouldn't walk around with
Baker
the hoodie.
Baker should be an embarrassment.
That's
for
what
Jeffrey.
I'm saying. You just got to it. Yeah.
Yes.
I couldn't understand it. Is that a Baker Mayfield jersey?
It would be like me walking in here with the damn Jamarcus Russell jersey. Like, what are we doing, man? I mean, Baker Mayfield sucks. He is one stint away from starting for the Showboats next season. And that would be a fun ticket.
I'm not going to say I would get season tickets if Baker Mayfield played for the Showboats, but I would go.
Oh, I would definitely go.
I would go check him out.
Oh, that's
former number one pick.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about here? This is probably going to be the best quarterback in the league.
In the history of the league.
That sounds good.
Would you go if Paxton Lynch was the starter? Because he is in the USFL now.
I would go.
You would go for Paxton?
Yeah, I would go. I would hope that he's
That would be fun to have Paxton Lynch back in Memphis
as
the Showboats QB.
But we got Brady White.
Well, that's fine. Paxton is better than Brady White. Come on, dog. Come on.
Brady is Mr. Memphis.
Brady is
Paxton failed.
In the national
he
football.
He failed
league.
Us.
In the
and
national
he failed
league.
You. He failed us.
Brady White.
As a first rounder.
Brady never
he
had
went
a
out
chance
there.
To fail us.
Paxton embarrassed us.
Would you use
that strong a language?
Absolutely not.
Would Feinbaum say that? Would he say he embarrassed us after?
No, he would not. He would not say that. Do you think Paxton Lynch embarrassed the Tigers? No way. He might have embarrassed himself, but he was a first-round draft pick from the Universidad de Memphis. Like, that is not an embarrassment.
When I say us, I'm talking about you and me.
Oh, I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
My legacy.
I say both because it was your call. I say us. It embarrasses us. We thought he had it all. Now, you like to separate. I like to say it together.
Well,
you know.
Here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show for how long? Almost 7 years?
But no, it's not almost seven. It won't be almost seven till. You know, getting next fall.
Okay, so.
It's been 6 full years. It's
okay.
6 full years now.
We do 200-some-odd shows a year, 3 hours a day, times 6.5. How many takes is that?
I remember all
How
your
many
takes.
Opinions is that?
I'm running with you. They're
How
all.
How many statements made?
Got to be held accountable for all
you
of
know,
them.
You know, I mean, this one's not going to sting any more than the others. You know, I mean, you just, they fly. They fly a million miles an hour.
Well, you trying to get Jeffrey on Baker talking about one take?
He's running around here wearing Baker Mayfield hoodies. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. You know,
First off, Jeffrey doesn't run around here. He walks like a grown-ass man, okay? Nobody running around here like a little rabbit.
Professional.
Yes, a pro's pro. I would back that up 100%.
Yeah.
Talk about he run. I did, though. Is that a Baker Mayfield hoodie?
And it was like
one of the only ones left in the Baker camp
absolutely.
Holding on for that man, a true supporter of Baker.
And what you have to be willing to do, honestly, is you have to be willing to let it go. You have to let it go. Because at some point, you just look silly. Baker Mayfield, if he plays tonight, is going to look silly.
Baker Mayfield.
I pray Baker plays tonight.
I have to say a great analogy. Jeffrey Wright is Baker Mayfield's Ron Bell.
Well, that is.
Wow. Except Jeffrey ain't crazy, and he's a pro's pro. But back to my
mind.
Do you remember?
He never got that close.
Listen to me. You remember when Josh was struggling? Nobody was on his island. Nobody would support him.
Uh-huh.
Everybody in Memphis was out.
That's right.
And that's how a guy like Ron Bell infiltrated in terms of Josh's circle, the family, by saying, no, you're still number one.
Yeah, but.
You're still great. He was helping hold Josh up at a time that Josh frankly needed. He didn't have any friends. That's Jeffrey. to Baker because everybody's lit.
So are you saying that Jeffrey?
Nah, he's not. Take out the crazy.
Jeffrey did those.
He
did some things in the hotel room.
Hell no. Take all. And that's part of the crazy and the crime.
Okay.
I'm only comparing that he is the last man standing.
Yeah, he is.
For Baker Mayfield.
But Ron Bell was one of the last few standing for Josh. Ron Bell
at
had
the end
nefarious
here.
Intentions. I don't think Jeffrey has nefarious intentions. I think Jeffrey is truly of the belief that Baker Mayfield is like, you know, he's caught a bad break, or, you know, he just needs the right opportunity, or I don't know how many we need here. Because he ran through Carolina like fat,
no,
X-lax through your fat ass mama.
I think even Jeffrey's come to the realization. It's not the NFL. It's Baker. I think even Jeffrey's had to come to the realization.
Number one.
So messing a little phone.
He's the number one pick, right?
Yes, he was the number one pick.
Come on, bro.
Why do you think he got all these commercials?
Massive bust.
That he shouldn't have gotten.
Massive bust. In the same category, as far as I'm concerned, as Jamarcus Russell, no different. I mean, Jamarcus just failed with one team. Baker has sprinkled his failure around the league.
You asked me about Wolford or Baker Mayfield.
Well,
that ain't on my radar, Willie Harrington.
Neither
one of them. Both of them some bum.
The fact that question has to be credibly asked.
It's sad for the Rams.
Says a lot, doesn't it?
Good for the Lions.
I don't, as a Raider fan who needs to win tonight, I would rather have Baker in there every time. Because Wolford at least going to battle. They battled the Seahawks last week. It took a DK Metcalf game winner to beat the Rams
I just saw the score.
I think that was at Seattle. I can't remember. Maybe it was at home. It doesn't matter. It's like they're plucky under him. They're plucky. Baker Mayfield doesn't know the playbook. They have no receivers.
Yeah, I just can't imagine throwing him out there with just a few days of study.
The word in the NFL circles is that Sean McVay really wants him to play. He really wants to throw him out there because he believes in him. They're the only team that made the claim.
Weird.
Only team that made a claim. So I don't know. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun night. Congratulations to America. The Raiders are on your television screen tonight. PTP-er, baby.
Rolling
prime time
eyes.
Player. All right? Prime time for everybody to see. The lights are the brightest. The games are the biggest. This is where the Raiders shine, baby. We're getting back to one game under 500. All right? What's so funny?
Next story.
What's so funny? Care about a 5-17 telling us here's the... This six, is it. Six, here we come.
6-7.
Quiet down until you back to 500. Take care of your business.
I'm glad.
Next story.
I'm glad that we don't have a 4-day work week. You know, in Japan they got 4-day work weeks. In France they got 4-day. I'm glad that we have 5 days in the United States of America because you know what that means. I get to come in here on Friday morning. Yeah, buddy.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
It'd be so fun if they have a letdown. We get to come in here and see John again on Monday. Be.
6 foot,
well,
7 foot, 8 foot.
I don't know why Josh McDaniels is still the coach. Yeah, remember the other day? He was ready to fire him 3 weeks ago.
Bro, it's a tightrope. You never know which one you're going to see.
It's a roller coaster.
No,
it's Six Flags.
Somebody texted me this morning, and we'll take a break after I make this comment because I can sense that people
are got one more thing you need to
yes,
about the Raiders.
Thank you.
They said that the Raiders are the NFL version of Shaq than a fool. Like, there will be some shenanigans tonight. The Raiders probably going to win. But it's gonna be poopy.
It's probably a pretty good bet.
Which is like, yeah, they're gonna get like a Derek Carr's gonna throw a pick off somebody's helmet or something. Like something stupid's gonna happen tonight. Is Ramsey playing?
I don't know. Is Dylan Parham still playing well for y'all?
Yeah,
starting and everything.
Yeah,
good for him.
We got one.
I know we checked in on him early. Still going good.
Going well.
Okay, good.
A revelation Tiger. There in the third round. I want to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one is a
good to see him doing well.
Always. We got to get him on the show at some point, man.
Be great.
So you can sort of put some respect on that organization. You know? I think that's the biggest thing.
Going to need a new owner for that.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, though. We've talked about football. It's basketball season now, too. And with Christmas just around the corner, I don't know about you guys. I usually struggle with the idea of gifts. Like, it's never obvious to me what I need to get somebody. But I tell you this, if my kid, for example, was 4, 5, 6 years old and she was loving basketball, I would be purchasing a membership. I'd already had one to Shoot 360. It's right here in Memphis, and the technology is incredible. It's so much fun. It's like an interact, like you're stepping into an NBA 2K video game. You get out there, you improve your jumper, you improve your passing, your dribbling, your ball handling. It's a beautiful facility. Very affordable every month. Your kid is going to love it. Take them out there today. It's called Shoot 360.
It's going to blow you and your kid away once you see the facility. Our man Thad Young, Thaddeus Young, longtime NBA veteran, an investor. He backs it. He's going to have his kids who are now playing basketball on this technology used both by Steph and Clay. Going to have your jumper right, but also going to have your ball handling, your passing. Going to have all that right, too, for your kid. For you, if you still feel like you want to jump back in your 30s, fire up, tune up that game. It's not just for kids. You can go back out there and tune up, too. They've got everything from the training equipment to the development coaches to the weight training. All you got to do is walk in. Let them take over. They make it super affordable, too. As John said, got a bunch of membership packages. Have one for Christmas for that nephew or niece, for that son or daughter, or for yourself. It's the future basketball training in Memphis. The future is now at Shoe 360. Go see them out at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had a big repair job at the crib, Jason. I got the price tag a couple days ago.
Uh-oh. Should I be saying uh-oh?
Yeah. A brother gonna need a loan. No, that's why you have insurance. They have insurance. But you gotta also have somebody that you trust taking care of that job. I'm just telling you, man. If I did not have Chris McCauley, my life would be a lot more difficult. I'm not overstating that. If you're a homeowner, you need to have a relationship with a contractor. You just do. Somebody that you can trust, somebody that will be honest with you and tell you what's going on, what you need, what you don't need, more importantly. And that's what Chris McCauley has been for me. He wants to be your contractor on speed dial. If you have a aging roof that needs to be replaced, you know it needs to be replaced when you bought the house, told you how you're going to have to replace the roof. He's a man for the job. Can get it more than likely covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. It's what he did for me. It's what he can do for you. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He's going to throw in a free roof and upgrade.
901-487-7096. Lock it in like John's got it, like I've got it, because you're going to need him sooner or later. It's the best man for the job. We're not just talking about your roof. You got renovation goals, hopes. Build out that entertainment center. You're going to call up Chris McCauley, too, for that. He'll have that team out there. Again, 487-7096. Very important number. Voted most popular roofing company. Got a ton of five-star reviews. You can read for yourself. Everybody's happy that we've sent over to Chris McCauley. He's a lifesaver. Saved John a couple of times now. Takes all the stress out of it. Who wouldn't want a guardian angel like that on their side? Like I said, lock it in. 487-7096. The website's McCauleyRoofingLLC.com. It is McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
I'm going to get to the DeMario Franklin situation for Memphis basketball in the third hour, but I did want to mention this. I saw this yesterday on Twitter. Where else would I see these things? But a Mississippi State player, and Brad, you may have far more insight to add to this than I currently have. But a Mississippi State player, Dylan Johnson, announced that he was going to be transferring from the Bulldogs program. And it started like any other transfer announcement would start. He thinks, God, he thinks his family, his friends, He thanks Mississippi State University, his teammates, trainers, amazing fans. It has been an honor to be here, etc. You guys have helped me build my character and skills tremendously. With that being said, since I am not very tough and Leach is glad I am leaving, I will be entering my name into the transfer portal with the hopes of finding a more fit playing environment for me. Thank you. So what's going on here, Brad? Did Mike Leach just run Dylan Johnson out of town?
So I don't want to speculate about Dylan Johnson's work ethic because that wouldn't be fair, right?
It might be fair.
If you haven't Brad is saying he hasn't been at practice.
He was like their backup running back. He 89 times for 488 yards last year.
Three touchdowns.
The results were good. I will say that.
So is the scuttlebutt around the program that Dylan Johnson didn't love it?
That's what we want to know,
Brad. He didn't put in the work.
I don't know. I'm not in the program as closely as some of those beat writers. I can tell you this. I've been called a lot of things by a lot of people. And on my resume or on my transfer waiver to try to get another job,
you would not have put those things.
One of the things that I recommend not doing to young men or women who are trying to change their either profession, put it on their resume. What do they say when you're in a job interview? Don't talk about the things that were negative from your last job, whether you agree or disagree with your former boss, right? So having said all of that, I probably wouldn't have put that in there if I were the young man trying to get another opportunity.
Yeah, he's clearly salty about it. He's clearly got some, look, I believe 100% that Mike Leach said he doesn't think he's tough and that
that's what I appreciate about the post is I don't think Mike Leach pretends to like be something other than a person who tells you exactly how he feels about you.
Yeah.
I always appreciate that. If people don't like me, I always appreciate them telling me, especially in those settings, especially if you're on your way out.
Well, because I'm sure what happened, right, is that you're having these end-of-season meetings. You're having these end-of-season meetings about
100%.
Hey, what's my role going to be? Are you guys going to be recruiting like a different player, or is it going to be my job next season? And Mike Leach probably looks there and says, well, Bubba.
Got to work a little harder.
Not very tough.
You got that Bubba drop, Brad?
I don't know if I have.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.